Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
So before I start this episode, you may hear crackling in this video. We're gonna blame that on Mercury retrograde, okay? My communication, my TV's been messing up. Maybe your TV has been messing up. But Mercury retrograde messed with your technology and your communication, okay? And don't go signing any important documents during this time as well. Wait until, I think it ends at February the 4th, so sometime after that, all right? Okay, let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. This is Vibe With Me High Energy. If this is your first time listening or watching this podcast, thank you for being here. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can start being more creative and thinking about things differently, changing your mindset so that you can move differently. I forgot to mention in the previous episode that this podcast will only be every other week, okay? If you were looking for an episode last week, I apologize. I thought I mentioned that, but I guess I did not. So, I'm sorry that I did not, okay? But today, on this episode, I am going to be talking about how I manifested over $100,000 home, okay? Because I had no clue at that time what manifestation was. I just know what I desired to have, okay? And I wanted it. I had this burning desire for it, as Napoleon Hill would put it. So I moved towards it. Now, at the time, I didn't know who Napoleon Hill was. I didn't know what the law of attraction was. I didn't know what the secret was. I just wanted something, okay? And I moved towards it. Now, the key word here that I want you to remember is moved, because movement is action, okay? So I didn't know what manifestation was back in 2016. So this is where this story kind of starts, is in 2016. But before I go forward, I'm going to give you the definition so that you can understand what manifestation actually means. So manifestation is something along the lines of creating, okay? Let me move this on this side. Creating whatever it is that you have in your mind, okay? Or bringing forth into this physical world, all right? A wish, a dream, a desire, okay? That starts in the mind. So first, just think about manifestation as you thinking about something and then it materializing physically in this world. So let's say, for example, because you know I like to, you know, give you an example so you can understand better. But so let's say that you got this idea, you want to write this television show, okay? And you see it in your mind. You know what you want it to be like. You know everything, you know the characters, you know all of that. But it's in your mind. That's where it exists at that moment. So manifesting it would be you taking the time to write out the script or whatever you need, audition for characters, get the script seen by a television company or whatever. And then it actually manifesting would be it being on TV, on HBO, Cinemax, whatever, okay? ABC, NBC, you get my drift, okay? Again, those of you who have been listening to this podcast for quite a while, you know that sometimes I can get off track. Sometimes I talk too fast and I mumble and stumble and crumble over my words, but I will get it back right, okay? So manifesting a $100,000 home when I didn't have nowhere near that amount of money in my pockets or in my bank account, okay? When manifesting, just know that we are always creating, okay? We always creating with our thoughts, so in bringing things into reality, whether we know it or not, okay? I've talked about this. You can go back and to listen to any episode that has anything about the law of attraction. But today I just want to specifically focus on this story about manifestation and how it is possible for you to manifest what you want, even if it's out of your range, even if at the time you don't believe that it's going to happen, but eventually that thing manifests for you. Okay. So 2016, I was in a relationship. The relationship at the time was rocky. Okay. It was on the rocks. I was literally one argument away from being homeless. And I'm not even joking, fam. You about to hear this story. It's about to be real transparent. So I was one argument from being homeless. My home did not feel like my home. It didn't feel like a place that I felt comfortable and secure in. And I'm going to leave that part at that. So around 2016, I would find myself on my iPad looking at homes, like nicer homes, because around that time I had been visiting other people's home who live in like $1 million homes. And I'm like, man, I'm going to get this one day. Like this is the dream. And their houses had two stories, these beautiful, you know, staircases and all of these things, pillars in their house. I'm talking about it was just nice. And then it just triggered this thought in my mind, like, we gotta upgrade. We gotta do better. But see, that's where my problem started. We didn't want to upgrade. I wanted to upgrade. Okay. And then since the other person didn't follow suit, and like I said, the situation was already on thin ice, I decided that I was going to do what I needed to do to make that happen for me. For me, not for anybody else, for me and my kids. So in 2016, I started looking at homes that were out of my price range, just going through Zillow and all those other rental sites, and started looking at properties in my area. And then finally, I spoke with someone who I worked with, and I just kind of asked them, like, you know, how do you establish, you know, any type of credit? Because at the time, only had like one credit card, and it was just a store card for Target, okay? And I was always taught, and I have videos here on this channel, The Guiding Light Guru. If you're watching this, if you're listening, go watch my videos on The Guiding Light Guru on YouTube, and you can see the credit building videos that I created to help you build your credit. But anyways, I created those videos because I wanted to help someone else, because this guy in my work helped me build my credit in like 2 years or less than two. I would really say less than 2 years. He gave me this advice. He told me what to do. I started doing it. Okay. So that was the first step to build my credit. The second step was to, so that was the first actions that I took. I started getting my credit right. So I applied for a credit card, got approved, started using it the way he taught me how to use it. And I thank you for that. And my credit score went up significantly. Okay. One of the most important things when you're dealing with credit is that you want to pay your bills on time. Okay. Pay your bills on time, all of your bills, okay? And so that helped increase my credit score, because I had to have a certain credit score. I didn't have bad credit. I just didn't have like anything moving my credit or creating, what am I trying to say? I didn't have anything building my credit, I should say, besides my car note payment, which I didn't know. But that was good, because I was paying that at that time. And then within a year, I had paid my car fully off. But so here I am in a situation with a person who doesn't want to upgrade at that time. So I'm saving money. That's the other thing. Saving as much money as I could between 2016 and 2018 when I bought my first $100,000 home. It was actually over $100,000, and we're about to get into that. So all of 2016, I pretty much spent my time not even really thinking about it or worrying about it, but just building that action, putting that action to work, building my credit, and just trying to figure out what I needed to do. So around about 2017, around that time, I had, you know, a couple of credit cards at that time that I was paying off and all of that. And I started just talking more about what I wanted to do to a couple of my coworkers. And then one day, this one guy at my job was like, hey, this person here, you know, he has this home ownership program that can help you if you're a first time home buyer. So I went and he gave me the guy's phone. Well, no, he didn't give me the guy's phone number. The guy is a regular customer at my job. So when he came in, at first I was like, nah, I'm not about to ask him. You know, I was kind of scared, you know. And then I was like, nah, let me just go ahead and ask him about this. So I asked him about it, find out that he's no longer over the program. I'm like, okay. So he gives me this lady's number who is over the program, and I call her. She gives me the details. She gives me the information. She tells me I need to take a home on this class. She tells me I need to go to this place, fill out this application, do all of these things. So guess what? Your girl went and done all of these things. I went and got the application, filled it out that same day, turned it back in that same day. This is how much I needed this. This is how much I desired this, okay? Turned it in the same day. They wanted check stubs. They wanted bank information. They wanted everything. They wanted to make sure that you are ready to be a homeowner. So once I turned that in, then I had to wait. I had to wait about, it was like 4 to 6 months before I could even take the class for the home ownership, because you had to take the class in order to be in this program. And what this program did was it helped pay a certain amount. I think it was like $15,000 for the down payment, okay? And then the closing costs and any other amount on the down payment that was on me. That was my cost. So I went and in the class, again, the class took like 4 to 6 months before it actually came around, because they only offered the class 2 times a year, and I had already missed the first time, so I had to wait. And during all of this, while all of this is going on, while I'm preparing to move, I done been put out. I done drove an hour and a half away just to go to sleep for a few hours, to wake up before the crack of dawn, to drive an hour and a half back to bring my kids to school on time so that I can get to work on time. Nobody knows about this. Nobody knows that I'm doing this. I'm spending money on hotels. I'm doing all of the things, and I'm just trying to act like I'm living a regular life and just be hopeful that this goes well for me. So I'm in and out of this home that is not my home, okay? That's basically what I'm saying. I'm living in, at one point, I started slowly moving my things out of the home, putting them in a storage unit. And most of the things I was putting in the storage unit, you didn't even notice it was gone, okay? And a lot of things that I was putting in the storage unit were brand new things for my home. So there's another thing. If you want something, let's say you want to travel somewhere. Well, how are you going to travel without any luggage? Okay. So if you want something new in your life, start buying things for that new thing. I started buying things for that home. I didn't even have that home yet. And I started buying things for it. I was buying rugs, I was buying chairs, I was buying all kinds of things and just putting it in the storage. So it's about around October 2017 by this time. I done took the class. I done got my home ownership certification. Okay. I done talked to the loan officer. I know what I need to do. And now it's time for me to go look for an actual home. Mind you, I had already been looking for homes previously with a realtor before I even got into this class or certification or anything. I had a realtor showing me homes before I even had the money or had any idea about it. Okay? You have to prove to God, the universe, that this is what you want. You go out and you look for it even when you don't have it. You have to believe that it is already yours. So, and those houses were going fast. And see, that was one of my issues. Those houses were going so fast because at that time we had just had a hurricane and it messed up a lot of people's homes. So people were getting the money and trying to buy new homes and all of that thing. So it was very difficult to find a home, but I didn't give up. It was very difficult because I would call the realtor and be like, I want to look at this home. And she'd be like, it's under contract. And under contract just means that someone else has already put their earnest money on it and it's saved for them, basically. So there was a lot of times where I would see nice homes that was in that price range and it was under contract, or it was not what I expected, or it was it needed a lot of repairs. So I found this one home. It was in the wrong side of town. It was in the side of a town that I didn't particularly care to live in. But it was a nice home. It was it had a lot of space. And the thing is, when you're purchasing a home, you may lose money. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I lost money on that particular home. I put down my earnest money, which you get back. You get the earnest money back. But what you don't get back is the fees that you pay for pest control or the fees that you pay for surveys and appraisals. So the home that I was so ready to have on the wrong side of town, you following me? It appraised low. They wanted way too much for that home, and the appraisal came back about $20,000 lower than what it was, and they decided not to sell that home to me. So here I found myself like crying. I even went to try and get an apartment so that I can have somewhere to stay. But the universe guy was like, no, you're not getting this apartment. So the apartment fell through. I didn't get the apartment. They told me, you're not getting an apartment, okay? You're going to keep looking, is what God was trying to tell me. So I kept looking, and I was crying. I'm telling y'all, I'm the type of person that I don't like to ask for help. I just don't. I have this pride in me. I have this independence in me, and I don't like asking people for help. So fast forward to about January of 2018. Here I am. I have no place to go. I have no choice. So I asked my cousin if I could just stay with her until I find a home, till this situation goes through. I don't know how long it's going to take, but can I stay with you? So I lived with my cousin in a twin size bed, and four people were sleeping in a twin size bed, me and my three children. I still had hope. I still had faith. I didn't give up. So every day I would wake up, bring my kids to school, and I would go to work. If I had to work that day, if I didn't, I would go out and look at more homes. Eventually, a home popped up, and I was on it. Like, I really was on it. And it was in a good side of town. It was what I needed.
You know, it was 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom, newly remodeled. And I was like, this is perfect. So I hopped on it as fast as I can. I called my realtor, who was very patient and helpful with me. I called her and I told her that I needed to look at this home today. I need to look at this home like right now. When I get off of work, I need to go see it. So she's like, okay, I'm setting it up. Blah, blah, blah. Let me pause for a moment so I can stop this video and re-record. So bear with your girl. So I'm anticipating at work to go see this home because I'm like, all right, I got to get off and I'm going directly over there to meet her over there so that she can show me this home. And if it's what I want, we're putting the money down right now. So as I pull up, she's there waiting for me and we're looking at the home and I tell her, put in the offer now. Like, I want this home. Put in the offer now before somebody comes behind me and put it in. So she puts in the offer, and I believe this was on a Friday afternoon because I remember I had drove out of town to my mom's house right after putting in that offer. She puts in that offer as we're looking at the home, okay? As we're walking out the door, there was somebody else and their realtor coming in to view the home. I got first dibs. That realtor that I had was a great realtor. I appreciate her through all my shenanigans and all those times that I didn't even have the money and she was still showing me those homes. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate her. So we put down the earnest money to hold the home, put it on the contract for me. And honestly, I told her I needed to move ASAP as soon as possible, you know. And normally this whole process takes a while. It really takes a while. You know, she told me that it may take anywhere for a month to like up to a month for me to close on this home. But being that I needed this, she made it happen a whole lot faster. She literally had keys in my hand in like 2 weeks. And when those keys hit my hand, I just, you know, I felt very grateful. I was really excited and I was just thankful. Like, finally, you know, after all this preparation and preparing, you know, I'm finally in this thing. I finally manifested this home, excuse me, that someone laughed about when I told them that I wanted to live in a better home. You know what I'm saying? So that was the moment that I realized that we weren't aligned and his goal wasn't my goal, because the home he lived in, you know, it was family owned. So there were no rent, you know, it was just bills, you know, your regular bills, your light bill, your gas bill, your water bill. Okay. Things like that. But I was prepared to live alone. I was prepared. Because that was a piece that I needed in that time. In 2 years, I had enough money saved up. I had a good enough credit score. The loan officer who worked with me was very, very helpful and patient. I had enough money to pay for the closing costs, which were around about $6,000 or more. And I had enough money to buy brand new furniture, brand new beds, brand new refrigerator, brand new washer and dryer. Everything in that home was brand new. And eventually I got brand new sofas, everything. I was able to afford that brand new, manifested that because I desired it. That was my burning desire, to have something that's out of my range at that time. And I didn't even think of it like that. Only think of it like that now because I know about manifestation. I know about the law of attraction. I know about the law of action. I've read about the 12 laws of the universe. So that's why I know about it. But I manifested that when I didn't even have it. I dreamed of living in that home. That home was better than I thought it was going to be. Okay. So I don't currently live in that home because, well, that can be for another podcast. Okay. I don't currently live there because I didn't want to be attached to that city anymore. So that's where I quit my job and I sold my home for more than what I paid for it, first of all, okay, during a pandemic. And so that's that story, you know. And the thing that I want you to remember about that story is that I always put forth the action to move towards manifesting that. Whether it was buying things for the home when I didn't even have the home, okay? That may sound crazy. Like, you don't even have it yet, and here you are buying all of these things for it. But that's that action. That's that desire that I had. That's that belief that I know this is going to happen. So moving forward, when I'm manifesting now, what I want for myself now, I'm going to do some of the similar and same things to make it happen. There's no manifestation without action. There's no manifestation without you actually doing something. You can't manifest a new job if you don't go fill out an application. Okay? You might be able to. I'm not going to put limitations on what the universe can do for you. Someone may actually call you and ask you if you want a job. So let me not say that. Let me not say that. But what I'm saying is move towards the thing that you desire. Okay? I moved towards that home. So many things delayed me. So many things. There were so many times that I could have just gave up. If that apartment would have came through, I probably would have lived in that apartment and never pursued owning this home. So what I'm saying is when things fall through, rejection is God's protection for the people in the back. Rejection is God's protection. God didn't want that for me. He wanted what I wanted for me, and he wants better for me. So he didn't allow me to have nothing less than what I wanted. He didn't want me to settle for less. So that's my big manifestation story. Manifesting something big, there's no time frame on it. It can happen as fast. I think with manifestation, if you want fast acting manifestation or, you know, things to materialize in your world, I think the more action you put towards making it happen, the faster it gets to you. Okay, so remember that anything that you want or desire, the more you move towards it, the quicker you get to it. Okay, so today I'm just going to pull some cards from my Oracle deck, which you can find in my Etsy shop, which is in the link of the description of this episode. But first, I'm going to give you a word of the day. So the word of the day is infinitesimal. And what infinitesimal means is something that's very, very small, okay? Now, I read this word in a book, and I was like, what the hell does that mean? And I went and looked it up. This probably was a couple of years ago, and I've been using that word ever since. So if you're wondering where all these words come from, it's from reading. It's from reading and in sparking my curiosity. Because what I've learned and recognized about myself is when I'm curious about something, it leads me to exciting new places, okay? And so infinitesimal means something that's very small, okay? Infinitesimal, tiny, okay? A small fragment of something, just like that, all right? That's the word of the day. So you can manifest things that are infinitesimal, or you can manifest things that are very, very large and big. It does not matter. It does not matter. Play around with manifesting. You can play around with manifesting. I know somewhere I talked about the 2-cup method. If not, you can go on YouTube and Google it. Look up the water method for manifesting with the 2 cups, okay? That's one way you can manifest, through scripting, through visualization, or you can just we're always manifesting, like I said, whether you know it or not. And it's the things that we are attracting to us by moving towards it. It's what you're putting your focus on, is where you're putting your thoughts, okay? So that's what I have for you today. And let me, so if you're watching this, all right, and I encourage you to go watch and subscribe to my channel, The Guiding Light Guru. But here in my hand, I have the Oracle card deck. So you can go on YouTube and see it for yourself. So I'm just going to shuffle and pull a card. Okay, one fell out. I'm going to pull a card and give you something from it today. Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect for what I'm talking about here. The card is Believe in Magic. Okay? There is beauty in all things, good and bad. Free your mind of all of your yesterdays, okay? That means your past. And keep dreaming and believing in the magic within you. When you believe, things will start to appear. Believe in magic. So if you were to pull this card, you wouldn't be focused on the things that happened to you in all of your yesterdays. And my son got me saying that because he has no recollection of time. Every day that passed is just yesterday to him. It's not 2 years ago. It's not 10 years ago. It's just yesterday. And he made me realize it's all of your yesterdays. And so when you keep your thoughts focused on the past, you kind of stay stuck in that place. If you keep your thoughts focused on the future, you kind of move towards it, but you don't want to be too stuck in the future. Where you want to be is right here, right now. And what you can do right here, what magic you can create right here, right now. And keep dreaming and keep believing in yourself, okay? Because the things that you want, I promise you, they are possible. You can have it. You can have it. I didn't think that I could have what I have now, but I have it. Do you hear me? I thank God for providing for me in every way. You know, running a business, quitting a job, that's all scary. And not knowing what's up ahead is very scary. But trusting and believing and having faith in your own abilities and in a higher power will get you where you need to go. So when you start to believe, things will start to appear. And that's where your awareness got to kick in. And you got to look for the signs, the synchronicities, and follow that. So that's what I have for you today. You can cop those cards in my Etsy shop. I also want you to think about this today. What do you believe that isn't possible? Something that you want, but you believe it isn't possible. And what if you shifted your mindset today to believe that it is possible so that you can move toward that thing that you want? I want to leave you with this story. Where's my book? Okay, I got my book in front of me. So let me just get the Unlock the Magic Oracle Cards deck, all right, to help guide you shift your mindset and get you thinking about things differently, trying new things and moving differently. And I also have this LOL, Language of Love Oracle deck to help you clarify and verify and get information from Spirit, God, your angels, infinite intelligence about your relationships with people, okay? So there's a story in Think and Grow Rich about manifestation. Think and Grow Rich, if you're watching this, I'm holding up the book, is by Napoleon Hill. Okay, I read this book back in early 2020. And what's funny is I wanted to talk about this story in this book, and I went and grabbed this book and opened the page, and it was on the page with the story. I don't believe in coincidences, so I'm going to give you this story. So it's a story about a guy, okay? And it says, I'm just going to read the first sentence and then I'm going to paraphrase the story, okay? So this story is called 3 Feet from Gold. It says one of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. I'm going to let that sit on your mind for a minute. One of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. Now, in my story, was I temporarily defeated when I couldn't get that home and I lost that hundreds of dollars from paying for things? Yes, that was a temporary defeat, but your girl didn't give up. So in this story, it's about a gold miner, and he buys this large machinery to start because he found like a gold nugget, and he buys this machinery to start mining in this certain particular spot. Remember, the story is called 3 Feet from Gold. So he's mining and he's spending months mining, days. He's out there all day long sweating bricks, okay? And he's mining and he doesn't find anything. Months have went by. He hasn't found not one drop of evidence that there is gold where he is mining, but except for the first one that he found. So eventually he gives up. Okay. He's like, I'm done with this. I'm tired of exerting all of my energy. Okay. And he's a mining engineer. So he sells his equipment to someone else. All right. He wants to get some kind of, you know, money back from this equipment. So he sells it to someone else. This person goes back to the site where this man was mining for all of this time. He goes back. He moves 3 feet, just 3 feet over from where that guy was mining, and he struck gold. Now I'm gonna let that simmer on your brain. Just imagine if you're 3 feet away from what it is you want, if you're 3 days away from what it is you want, if you're 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years from what it is you want, the point I'm trying to tell you is don't quit before you get what you want. Unless it's not serving you, then otherwise, don't quit. Don't be overtaken by the temporary defeat is what I'm trying to tell you. Because this person here in this story, he was done. Okay? But this other man, he applied the same force, it says. Okay? And he kept pushing. He kept on pushing. And for that man who bought the machinery, that was a blessing in disguise for him. So I'm going to leave you with that story. Imagine being 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 feet, 3 months, 3 years from actually manifesting what you want. There's no time frame. You just got to keep pushing. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for being here. I will see you in 2 weeks. Not next week, okay? Not next week. In 2 weeks. Skip a week, okay? And I'll be back. I thank you for listening to this podcast. It's Friday. It's high day. Thank you for being here with your girl. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Guiding Light Guru. G-U-R-U, okay? And also, Share this video, share this podcast on your social media, hit that support button for your girl. And again, I love you. You know, I want you to have more. I want you to want more for yourself. I want you to do better. I'm going to keep pushing. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. I don't even be wanting to get off this, but I have to. So remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. I'll talk to you later. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big, okay? So you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles to help you attract more abundance in your life. So check that out. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.